Giving second-hand gifts for Christmas is now a cool thing to do. This is according to an article in The Guardian, but there are some rules. You don't have to spend a heap of money or buy the latest flash thing, and you can do your bit to curb fast fashion by finding perhaps a vintage garment in a second-hand shop or a limited edition book. But there are some things you should be very careful about. The Guardian article had some quite funny ideas about getting musty garments smelling good, particularly with vodka. That was a bit odd. On the line is Steve Archer, who, together with his wife Coralie, write a blog called #PracticallyGreen. Coralie's just putting their two-year-old down for the night, I believe, but Steve's on the line from Auckland. Kia ora, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And is your two-year-old asleep?
She has since come out and decided that she needs another feed, so I'm afraid you're stuck with me.
That's all right. Glad to have you. So what are some of the rules you have for gifting second-hand items?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's exactly the same as any other gift. A thoughtful gift is worth far more in you know, emotional currency than it ever could be in actual financial currency. And so it's not really about how much something is worth or whether it was once owned by someone else. It means more if you actually buy something that is reflective of how well you know the person that you're buying that gift for.
No undergarments, though.
No, certainly not. No, safe bets are books, kitchenware, those sort of things. In fact, my father, we recently got him a book that he said he read 40-odd years ago, could not find it. There was an online retailer. We managed to get that for him, and it got him through a very difficult time with some health issues.
Oh, that's fabulous. What was it?
Oh, it was some absolutely bizarre book. I couldn't believe I found it. It had about 10,000 copies sold back, as I say, 40 years ago, about the Cold War and previous historical bits and pieces before that, the ramification before the Cold War. And it was just more of a historical curiosity for my father. So I don't even remember the book. I just remember him waxing poetic about the fact he read this wonderful book and couldn't find it.
And you just stumbled across it. Do you remember the title or when you saw it, or how did that happen?
Oh, it was. I was trying to. That's the best thing about these things is you just. I speak to him once a week. He was talking about various bits and pieces. I had him. Thankfully, he has a photographic memory. I certainly do not. So I had to write down these things. Although I must say that I had to use multiple iterations of the spelling of the author and variations of title. But I managed to nail it. So no, I don't remember what it was off the top of my head, if I'm being honest, but he certainly does.
Yeah, I bet.
That's what I bought it for.
That's neat. So, Steve, one of the rules in the Guardian article is to always be honest. Tell people it's secondhand, but I don't think that's embarrassing at all.
Oh, no, certainly not. I mean, in all honesty, I'm also quite a fan of vintage products. And there is a lot of stuff. I have a T-shirt that was mine 30 years ago. My son wears that because, again, it's the nostalgia value. And whatever dyes they used back then, my goodness, they hold a lot better than they do today. Probably toxic, but let's hope not.
Yeah. Secondhand clothing, if you find the right thing, it's this absolute treasure, isn't it?
If you find
the right thing. If you know somebody wears scarves or they like particular belts or bags, they're going to love you for looking that little bit harder.
Wow, not to mention, have you seen the price ticket on a decent tweed jacket? It's it's pretty probably expensive, but you'll find the odd one in the local op shop.
Yeah, it's neat. And if you find something a bit musty, the author of that article was a very weird suggestion, spritzing it with vodka. I couldn't understand that.
Well, actually, I'm a microbiologist.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that, yeah, that would be to, well, I mean, anything that smells a little bit like liquor is going to appeal to a certain crowd. But, yeah, I mean, dry cleaning fluid is just a solvent that evaporates very quickly. So effectively, that's your poor man's dry cleaning that you're doing there. So it will kill a certain amount of smells. I haven't personally tried it, but, hey, you never know. It might work.
It might work. You have to get the vodka first. That would probably cost you a bomb to get the vodka to spritz it with. And there's other things you can give, not necessarily secondhand, but you could bake things for Christmas. I love that idea.
Oh, yeah, actually, that was a great thing we did when we first moved into our house about 5 years ago. And, of course, kid value, we had our kids deliver cookies to all of our neighbours. And I tell you what, we have never had a smoother transition into a new house.
What kind of cookies?
Oh, chocolate chip, of course. And, it was. It's just a nice way of showing that you put the effort in. Anyone can buy some cheapies, but, homemade baking and thought put into gifts really isn't done nearly as much as it should be, really.
Yeah, and things like, if you're in an op shop and you see things like, I don't know, glasses or kitchenware, really great bowl or something, they suggest that if you've got a couple of glasses, you might like to pair that up with a bottle of wine. So you've got the two things together. That's a really great idea, isn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Again, it's sort of bringing that value forward. Another thing I would say, if you find a nice hip flask or something, maybe filling it up with a nice top to start off with.
Yes, before you go shopping.
it certainly helps any anxieties you might be having that's going on.
What about children and secondhand things? They don't even care, do they? They just love stuff. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yep, stuff. My goodness, we have friends who will give a garbage bag full of gifts to their children, and they will be, as quite appropriate as in the garbage bag, as it will go straight back to the garbage afterwards. Again, even for kids, kind of nailing those things that will actually last a decent amount of time is going to be great. You know, the nice old vintage stuff tends to be a damn sight more durable, doesn't it, than this fragile plastic stuff.
True that. Oh, well, thank you so much. Wonderful getting some inspiration off you, Steve. Thank you. And we can look at your blog, hashtag Practically Green.
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve. That's Steve, who, together with his wife, Coralie, they write that blog, as I said, hashtag Practically Green.